This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. 2035 is 14 years from now. Depending on your time frame, that's either forever away or right around the corner. And I'm going to guess here that for the people at General Motors, right around the corner is pretty much how it feels. CEO Mary Barra said this week, all the passenger cars that GM makes are going to be electric within 14 years. The company also said it's going to lean into electric trucks and SUVs. President Biden said a couple of days ago he wants all 645,000 of the federal government's cars and trucks to go electric, too. Yes, both big signs of momentum for EVs. But as Marketplace's Sabri Benishore reports, there are going to be some speed bumps.
The road to an electric future passes through businesses like John McGee's.
I own John McGee Trucking.
He's got 16 trucks working on oil fields and farms around Simsboro, Louisiana. Would he go electric?
I don't know. I guess all the technology, the batteries and breakdowns or maintenance, I'd have to let somebody else go first.
That hesitation is pretty common. Commercial vehicle fleets sometimes last 20 years. So when people like McGee buy a new truck, they are looking hard at reliability, durability, mileage. There is not a lot of experience or trust on which to make those calculations for electric vehicles. Tim DeNoyer is VP at ACT Research.
Some of these fleets, you know, they really need millions of miles of validation before they're going to make big commitments.
Still, DeNoyer says the math is pretty clear. Even though electrics are 20 to 40% more expensive up front, you can save 50% on fuel costs over the life of the vehicle.
Total cost of ownership of most trucks and buses these days is already below diesel or gasoline.
But the way a lot of companies are set up, those savings are not obvious. Chris Nelder is with think tank the Rocky Mountain Institute.
They literally don't have the data.
So think about this. If the university's fleet of maintenance trucks is charging from the school's power system, whose budgeting is in some other department, how do the maintenance people recognize what they're saving per truck?
Organizations are going to have to actually restructure internally in terms of their business processes, their accounting processes, their procurement processes, in order to be able to understand the true value of owning electric vehicles.
For now, the true value is elusive. Electric vehicles make up less than 2% of what's rolling down U.S. streets and highways. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.